And I still believe it all. And you can believe it all, except for what's in here. And there's three disappointed women in there. What it turned out to be is that I stuck with the system. They didn't stick with the system. Interesting, huh? There's a movie you should see, not a new one. There are no new ones you should see. There's a movie called Black Narcissus.
Oh, yeah.
It was made with Deborah Carr and Gina Simmons by a group of English nuns who go up in the Himalayas. And one of them wigs out, and she sperms it on her end, gets dressed with some makeup, and tries to tempt this English guy who lives up there. And he says, no. And she says, I know why. You love him with a superior. And he says, don't be ridiculous. I don't love. And dawns on me and says, anybody. Great woman. Probably only in an English picture. They don't know how to do that, except there. That was made by Powell and Pressburger. It's an old movie, The Archers.
Yeah.
Guys are really good, you know. They follow their hearts. That's why when Francis Coppola bought that Raleigh studio in L.A., he signed those two guys just to be around and leave their influence on them. So, what else? How do you like the desperation of CNN to kill Trump? Like they got to, you know, drive the devil out of him. He's everything that CNN is against. He's heterosexual, Gentile, and greedy. Yeah. And they're not, right? They're great guys. Anderson Cooper, and case officer for the CIA, Gloria Vanderbilt's son, and there's the FBI lurking back there. Who did they catch? What exactly happened? There's Zuckerberg and Friend of Congress. What the government did was let those guys in San Jose build those things as long as they could get in the back of them and see what we're doing. That's what it's really about. They're betting on the fact that we're greedy. Just as William O. Douglas went to Russia. I said, what's Russia like? He said, it's just like here, except the television set watching you. I thought it was, you know, Douglas was pointing my Roosevelt when he was 40 to the court. And he lived in Oregon. And he was a mountain climber, had a heart attack, kept climbing. He said, what kind of physical shape are you in to do that? He said, well, look at the war in Vietnam. We only take the best to go. You have to pass the physical if we don't get killed. He was a great man. And one of the honors of his job, unexpected, was to meet him. And I was working in New York then at a club called Jimmy's, which was owned by the two aides to Mayor Lindsay. And Dustin Hoffman was making Lenny, and he hired me to be the technical advisor on the film. So I go to the club and see him every night. He comes and see me. And Justin Douglas walked in with this four-lock him and a blue blazer, gray pants, and the captain, this Italian guy, he said to me, you know who just came in? I said, who? He said, Casey Stengel. So it was Douglas. And Douglas said to me, don't ever be intimidated by the magic of the law. He said, justice is the most important word in the English dictionary. And Douglas, you know, gave a state to the Rosenbergs. And there were 300,000 people in Times Square. Don't execute them, don't execute them. And Herbert Brownell, who was the Attorney General under Nixon, went into J. M. Hoover's office and he said, if we don't fry them now, we'll never have another chance. And they did. And the supporting evidence in court was Ethel Rosenberg's brother, who was screened by the FBI to testify against his sister and her husband. And at the FBI, yesterday when I told you all about King and how he was at the garbage strike in Memphis, they didn't tell you how the FBI was involved. They didn't talk about that at all. And they weren't there to solve it. They were going to cause it. And you know when they got Dillinger, remember that? The woman in red identified at that Chicago theater? The FBI sent her photos of J. Edgar Hoover with a machine gun. Said, FBI, fidelity, bravery, integrity. And he was reappointed by 24 presidents. Wow. When Martin Luther King was a big ladies' man, when he had a chick on a road, FBI agents were under the bed. Not that they learned anything as a role model. So the FBI and peace and war. And then remember that show on ABC with that from Zimbalist? And my colors.
Yeah.
He took it over. In which they portrayed them, you know. These wonderful men who entered rooms with drawn guns, no matter what the charge is. They arrested one of the guys who blew the whistle on it. The NSA and the wiretapping had been with them 40 years and they drew guns and sent them to jail. You give away national secrets. So, you know, this is really down and dirty stuff. You know, all the, when Martin Luther King got killed, right after that, Bobby got killed. And Bobby Kennedy went out and said to the audience, a white man shot Martin Luther King, a white man shot my brother. And he knew that was a lie. But he didn't. He said to me, in his office, he said, when I get to the convention and get the nomination, then I'm going to go after the guys who got jacked. And I said to him, Jim Garrison said, if you get the nomination, you'll never live to be president. And he threw me out of the office. And I knew him well. But the fact of the matter is, we were right. Then, you know, when they tried to integrate the University of Alabama, you remember that? And the National Guard, the governor called out the National Guard not to let the black student register. So I was in the White House, and Jack said, it's only going to get worse if that guy doesn't get into the school. So Bobby's on his telephone with his aide, Nick Katzenbach, the deputy attorney general, and he says, tell the governor he's got to let this guy in. He said, he refuses. And the governor's office saying, segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever. And the crowd is cheering. So Jack is walking up and down, Jack Kennedy, and he said, I got him. I'll call him back to duty, but I'll be the commander of the National Guard. So Katzenbach turns around and he's all of a sudden kids with the rifles, and he says to him, you've just been federalized. So they dropped their guns. And they said, does this mean we can never have children? I had a lot of trouble. And it's interesting, when Bobby died and the train went by, all black people were out there crying, you know. he actually was the committee counselor, Joe McCarthy.
Yeah.
And on top of that, Joseph Kennedy paid for Joe McCarthy. This led to a following conversation, a poker game between William O. Douglas and Kennedy. Kennedy said, "You know, I consider you and I to be friends," he said to Douglas. "But I look at it," he said, "do you think I'm crazy to be your friend?" And Douglas said, "What is your evidence?" And Kennedy said, "I think Hitler almost won. And I think Roosevelt is a dictator. And my best friend is Cardinal Spellman. And you're supposed to be my friend." And Douglas said, "By the way, to the evidence, you're crazy." Douglas was like, "Something else." You know, in front of the court, it said, "The past is rolling." He said to me once, "You know what that means? You ain't heard nothing yet." Anyway, let me explain how the show works. The producer here in front is Miss Kathleen Malone.
Yeah, who Kathy.
Graciously helps us. And she's on Periscope and Twitter. I mean, Periscope and Facebook. And so we're getting calls from all over the world. She is. So a lot of questions coming from there. And you're looking to raise any. And so it isn't just a monologue of my insane ideas. They're not insane. They're kind of outmoded, though. I would say true love, Americanism, virtue, the lady with the lamp, and they've been corrupted along the way by Mike Nichols. That's interesting, isn't it? The people have corrupted it for a book. Just for a book. They leave no mark. I was on 60 Minutes with Mike Wallace, and he said to me, "Those college kids really look upon you as some kind of spiritual leader." And he said, "You're some kind of guru, a kind of messiah, if you will." And he said, "That can be very dangerous to your career. Actually, it can be fatal to be a messiah. As some of you know, the only part of the football I believe is Jesus. I believe that. I'm not a Christian, but I believe that. A guy that said what he said about the money changers and the fallen moon, etc., they had to kill, hoping to kill the idea. And who came down to see it? His mother. Jewish guy and his mother. How do you know he was Jewish? Because he lived at home till he was 33, and his mother thought he was God. The Jews, of course, are kind of canned now. They're not a lot of fidelity in them. I mean, even Sanders. And what he proposes is good. I don't know if I believe he would do it. That's the only thing the Democrats have to hang on. So we'll play along every time you get tired of my subject matter. Kathleen will hear from somebody out there who wants to express themselves. We're getting them from all over the world, you know. Everybody thinks this is the promised land, especially if they're from El Salvador. But Trump is going to stop the trains. But the liberals really hate him, don't they? Why do you think really? I mean, you don't think really, they really hate him. He started a trade war with China. Would the liberals care about that? Doesn't ring true. Had an affair with a girl, Stormy Weather, or whoever. He says he never exchanged checks with her, and he's never met her lawyer. It's funny, isn't it? Why couldn't she just accept it for what it is? why did you have to be an angel merchant? I'm looking for true love for Donald Trump. I guess another lost cause. I'm the original parent of lost cause. When I started this sermon, it was something of lost cause. And in an underhanded way, it kind of changed the comedians, but their heart is new. That's why you don't hear it more often. My heart is in it because I thought America had to be saved. I really did. When I started, I really believed I was going to save America. By the way, a friend of mine along the way, you know, was Reagan. And I didn't say I voted for him. I said, no, man. I said to him one day, what did you do when you were a kid? He said, well, the best job I ever had is I lived in Dixon, Illinois, and I was a lifeguard. And I saved 165 people. So I said, didn't anybody in Dixon know how to swim? He told me that you can make capital a divorce if you can think rationally about it. That it started for some reason, and it's like a running wound. You have to pay attention to it one way or another. Either repair it, which is often impossible, or get out. So he believed in it. And, you know, he's largely, as nice a guy as he was, he's largely responsible for destroying the union movement in America.
Yeah.
There's no CIO, there's no AFL. Remember the air traffic controllers? He fired all of them. And then he started at the post office. And I said to him just one day, are you going to fire everybody in the post office? He said, no, I guarantee their jobs, I'm going to mail up their checks. He was kind of handy, you know. Like, oh, I've got to build a defense again. If nobody would think he's a bad guy. You know. But
creep.
They all made good movies. I saw two with Betty Davis today on Term. What was she good? She made a movie in 4 weeks. She got $5,000 a week. And they're still a classic today. Edward G. Robinson, Bogey. I mean, the world is really upside down. And that's not the point. The point is, does anybody think it's worth writing? What are you hearing, Kathleen?
Well, Mort, your very good friend, Dr. Chenick, is at a dinner with a bunch of golfers.
Oh, really?
Yes, and they'd like to know what your favorite movies are.
Well, I'm going to tell them, first of all, that since Bob Hope is one of your alumni, that I was golfing with Bob Hope in Palm Springs. And when I met him on the links, he had just played with Jerry Ford. And President Ford slipped. You remember, he wasn't too physically agile. He slipped and hit Bob with this club. And I said to Hope, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to play with him tomorrow, but I'm going to bring a paramedic and a faith healer. So, Hope was the greatest, I think. Remember Jerry Colonna? Yeah. He said to Hope once, I wonder why I never became a cowboy. And Bob said, it would be appropriate because you carry your own wide open spaces in your head. So he said, how did you get over the wall, Colonna? And Jerry said, don't you remember I was standing on your shoulders? So, those were good days.
Yes.
And a very good man, and more comedians would be better if they're paid under Bob Hope. It goes from Mark Twain to Will Rogers to Bob Hope. Those guys are really, you know. But I hope they're all having a great time down there. The last time I worked in Palm Springs, I worked at the Chi Chi, which was downtown, and it was owned by Frank Sinatra. And you know, Palm Springs, all the streets are named for stars. You say, you know, how do I, get to Walmart is appropriate. said, go down Fred Waring, and you cross down the shore, and then you come to Frank Sinatra, you only cross him once. Appropriate. The first time I was there, I had a date with an actress to meet her, and she didn't show up, which should have been a signal of the future, if you're into interpreting a crystal ball. So, anyway, Palm Springs is paradise. It's hard to believe that anyone advancing mental health would be busy there. I mean, that's nirvana. When you reach there, you reach there. And, you know, I once said that Jack Jones is down there. And he was working at the big auditorium then, I forgot the name. And I said, could you talk to him for me? I'd like to work there. He said, no, you're not the right type. It's more Marshville than Palm Springs, which I found hard to believe. I haven't been to Palm Springs. But at any rate, yes, Catherine.
What's yes. Up? What was your favorite Bob Hope movie?
Well, almost any of them. You remember a Bachelor in Paradise with Lana Turner? He's moving to a development called Paradise. She's a red legend, and he comes in and he's late, and she says, "You're late, Mr. Hunter." In coming to Paradise, he said, can I help one of my cab drivers an atheist? So he had the touch, you know. He had the touch. It looked like he was interested in turning a situation. And when he escaped the movie, he wasn't in it. He's in his own movie. That's what we liked about him. Yeah.
What was your opinion of Bing Crosby?
Cosby?
Crosby. Bing.
Oh, Bing. Well, I worked with the boys at the Shea Marina in Chicago. The Crosby brothers with a big ass. And he was for corporal punishment with the boys. He was pretty rough. Hard to believe. I said to Bing one day, what do you think of Sinatra's social attitude? And Bing said to me, well, he's sort of like the pump under the porch. A little mad he's down and ready to bite you when you turn your back to go back in the kitchen. But he was very mellow on the surface. Not a great father. You know, he used to smoke grass in the pipe. But when he was singing, our excellent reason was so lyrical and happy. Bing wound up in Northern California. But all the comedians owe a bit to Bob. When I left Palm Springs, Bob lived right up on a hill, and Steve McQueen lived next to him. He lived about 104, didn't he, Bob? Wow. And Dolores Hope was great. Great charity lady. And I said to Hope, don't you get tired going all the time? He said, I'm looking forward to a vacation. So I said, where are you planning to go? He said, I'm going across the street to Jonathan Winters. He lived across the street, you know. So, yeah. Boy, wild guy. They all wind up down in the desert, one way or another. And I didn't because there's no place to work then. You know who lives down there is great? Bill Devane. Rosamund Gold, or Silver. The great actor. I worked with him in Greenwich Village when he did McBurry. And he's great in, well, he's great in everything. He's great in Clint Eastwood's Space Cowboys. He plays a flight controller. He's totally believable. He has an American zeal. That's what he plays very well, an American. Because he knows the essence of it. country's off the gold standard, you know. You know, it's a good question to ask people if they, if you want to stop them. Ask them why Nixon had to go. They said, Nixon had to go. Why? What did he do? You remember when he arrived in China? That probably is the reason. He arrives in China, and Harry Reasoner from ABC News says, this is the Great Wall, President Nixon. And Nixon puts his hand on the stone and he said, this is a great wall. He gives it his approval. what did they get him for? For breaking into a building to get the governor's speech the night before he gives it. I couldn't make people listen to my governor at gunpoint. I talked to him once and I said to him, you know, Jack Kennedy would murder you, but not by Lee Oswald. So he said, well, I've heard all those tales before, but you know, Mort, Kennedy wasn't any good a president. So I said, is that punishable by death? I'm working at the Democratic Convention in Miami, so I go to my table, and at the table is Hubert Humphrey, Gene McCarthy, and McGovern. And McGovern said, I hope this country is tired of all those slick lawyers in the White House, and I'm going to change things. McCarthy said, don't look at me, I was an economist. And Humphrey said, I got both you guys beat. I was a small town druggist. Yeah. And McCarthy said, if you had said that earlier and louder, every young person in America would have voted for you. And of course, since then, all that stuff has been made legal. But McGovern was the candidate of all the liberals, you know, Susan Sarandon, all those people. And I remember the first time I did the Phil Donahue show in Dayton, Ohio, and he said to me, I'm not as far off the mark as you think, but I was raised Irish Catholic and I'm a Republican. I said, but now I'm a liberal, he said. So I said, well, that's like, you know, getting a congressional medal when you're in the Green Berets and becoming a security guard at the 7-Eleven. Obviously, he did not think about it. That was for us, man. So did I. And Princeton graduate. So, you know what Maynard's parents told him? Be of service to the community. So they opened up a restaurant, they served people, didn't judge them. That's hard. It doesn't sound hard, but it is hard. And he went to Princeton. And he carries no credit cards because they're open to arbitration. He doesn't want to deal with Merrill Lynch or any of those people. Yes, and what else goes on, Kevin?
Well, Mort, there's a question about JFK and Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. What? You know what I will say to those people? I knew both of them very well. And great girl. You wouldn't be disappointed. Why doesn't the public ever ask about Bobby Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe? That's who she was calling the night she died. And it wasn't for protocol, because you don't call a president directly. They fired her from that picture. You know, she made a picture with Dean Martin at that time called Something's Gotta Give. And she was an hour and a half late. Joe was late, so was Redford. And so Billy Wilder, the director, called her and he said, you were due here an hour and a half ago. So she said, well, give me the address again. He said, no, I'm gonna stay tonight. She said, no, I mean the address of the studio. So she was kind of, but simple, believe it or not. And was receiving medication at the time. By the way, did you all read that Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning, is running for the Senate in Maryland? And I saw him one morning on Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. Amy Goodman is what you're getting instead of reform. But this angry Jewish woman, why did you do that? Why do you keep doing that? She's like Chomsky. Well, after a while, you don't care if they're right. You just wish they'd go away. unbelievable. You know, personally, out of the order is, you know, holier than thou. And of course, we haven't established their holier at all. I mean, all this about, she was open about Martin Luther King for 2 days, last 2 days. But they never talked about what he was, which was anti-war. So get this picture. I'm at Hugh Hefner's house, and I got television on, and Johnson has just met with Martin Luther King, you know. So the kid, the dust stuff from the black people was pretty heavy. And what did King say? You're oppressed, don't oppress people in Asia. You have no quarrel with them. Don't go into that war, it's against God's will. Anyway, he's in there 3 hours. And Bob Hope said, Johnson has solved it. He's making Martin Luther King a cardinal, and that way he only had to kiss his ring. So, yes.
Or there is a request in the room to speak a bit about our dear friend Marty Allen.
Oh yeah, well, we lost a good man, you know. At 105, but the greatest anti-comic spirit I ever encountered, Marty Allen. And they worked at the Copa when I was in Hungary, Allen and Rossi. And before I left here, Marty told me his joke.